Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
sad rivers of miracles flowing. There's a river of miracles flowing. Yes.
There's a river of miracles.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, God bless you tonight. We just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global on tonight. We thank God for you for coming to be with us on tonight. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We're glad in it. We want to ask you, if you would, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. If you will, invite. We just want to thank God for all of our listeners. Thank you. Thank you for our international listeners. We thank God for you tonight. Thank you for being with us on tonight. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Moderators on tonight, thanking God for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanking him on tonight for our celestial intercessor. Thanking him tonight for our senior apostle on tonight, Apostle Prophet Samuel Huggins James. Thanking him on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, our presiding bishop. As well as my pastor, thanking God for him. Thanking God for our PNN advisors on tonight. We thank God again for each and every one of you. God bless you tonight again. Thank you for joining us here on the PNN. And people of God, we want to, amen, go ahead and move expeditiously on tonight. So we're going to ask Missionary Fan, if she would come and bless the line, and immediately after that, if we could have Sister Mary Holland to give us our scripture reading for tonight, and then immediately after that, people of God, we'll bring our speaker on, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. Amen. Glory to God. In that order, people of God, so if you will, again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come to be with you on tonight. Amen. In that order, Missionary Fan, you have the platform on tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we glorify you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord, for allowing us to come back, Lord God, to let us see this day, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to come back to be on the line tonight, Lord God. We glorify your holy name, Lord God. We appreciate you so much. And we thank you, Lord. We come before you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you to look up on the line once again in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, to have your way, that your will be done tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come asking you, Lord God, to look upon each and every one of us, Lord God, on tonight, Lord God. We're asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for all sin, Lord God, any sin that we may have done, Lord God, through the day out, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to forgive us for all iniquity, Lord God, all transgressions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you right now to create in us a clean heart and renew our mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because perhaps, Lord God, we have thought, Lord God, that something that you wasn't pleased with, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so we're asking you to create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your throne tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move once again on this land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to just move, Lord God, on each and every one of our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, not only our hearts, Lord God, but any visitor, Lord God, that came on this line tonight, Lord God, to hear, Lord God, a word from you. We ask you right now, Lord God, to bless us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the way that you see need of, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for you see and you know all things, Lord God, and you know our needs, Lord God, and you see our hearts, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move this night and have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and let your perfect will be done tonight, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way once again in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lord God, for being our strong tower, Lord God. And we know that the righteous, we, Lord God, should run in and be safe. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being our strong tower. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, for being our everything, Lord God. Lord God, truly you are our everything, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and we realize and know, Lord God, without you we are nothing, Lord God. Without you we can't do nothing. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you once again to have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Let your choice anointing come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Again, you know our needs, Lord God, so we're asking you to move, Lord God. We're asking you to be a heart fixer tonight, Lord God, a mind, Lord God, revelator, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a burden bearer. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this night on this land, Lord God. Someone, Lord God, is standing in the need of a blessing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And you see and you know all things, so you know the need tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We lift you up tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus, Lord God, for how, Lord God, you gave your only son up, Lord God, that we may have life and that more abundantly, Lord God. You saw our need, Lord God, and we thank you so much, Lord. We glorify you. We lift you up, and we ask you, Lord God, to move on the speaker tonight, Lord God, the woman of God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Breathe on our flesh tonight, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move on, Mr. Bradley. Strengthen her right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For you see and you know her needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we lift you up this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. We will say amen. Thank you, Lord.
Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight. to the PDN advisors, to the PDN prayer warriors, to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, the 8th through the 15th verse. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Not render evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise bless, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lip that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason or the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. I have read to you 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, the 8th through the 15th verse. Blessings to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of God's holy word.
Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. We do give glory once again. Hallelujah for allowing us to come together one more time. We bless them because he allowed us to see another day. You're welcome once again to this place of worship, to this place of praise, to this platform that has been ordained and handpicked by God. We want to praise them tonight for his loving kindness, his tender mercy. We want to give him the glory. Bless his name because people are dying, dropping dead all over the place. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. So for every time we are able to breathe, every time, glory to God, we can wake up to see a sunrise. Every time, hallelujah, glory to God. This is the first day of May. Hallelujah. Many people have plans, but they're not here to see this day. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we have a lot to thank God for. He gave us the chance to make it through the fifth month of the year, and five is the number of grace. So we who are alive, we're operating under the grace of God because we made it here by grace. We made it here. We come this far by the grace, the favor of God that is over our life. And so we want to thank God. And I come into agreement with the protocol that has already been established. And I give God thanks for my pastor, co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, his wife, his family, Evangelist Bradley, the prayer warriors, you from every nation, wherever you're listening from. I praise God for you, and we will go into the word of God in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your word. We praise you now that you are God. Cover this word with your blood. Cover this platform and this people with your blood. Cover me, God, as I bring forth this word, that you would be glorified. Neutralize every power, every opposition, every assignment, every plot that is working against God, this line. In the name of Jesus, against anyone's phone, any interruption or interference, we cancel it now. Hallelujah, Jesus, by the power that is in the blood of Jesus, we want to thank you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we may grow, God, because of the word. We may grow and mature. Hallelujah, and we thank you right now that you would take control tonight. Cover now us with your shed blood in Jesus' name. Hide us behind the shadow of your cross. Bless his name. And so tonight, I'm dealing with a topic God is saying is time to get closer, time to get deeper. It's time to push out a little more. It's time to seek him like never before. Glory be to God. We look at the time, it is late. You look at the times and the things that are happening upon the face of the earth are major signs that we have but a short time left to do what God has called us to do. Bless his name, to reach who God has called us to reach. Hallelujah. To make a difference. Hallelujah. As he has called us to make a difference. Bless his name. And so I'm going to deal with Peter tonight, his name, when he was out fishing all night long and didn't catch anything. And God, Jesus told him, you need to get a little further. You need to go a little deeper. You need to launch out a little more. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And so let's go. Let's read the word of God. It comes from Luke chapter 5, 1 through 7. If you have your Bible, you can turn there. And it says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him, which means compelled him or asked him a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Glory to God tonight. Bless his name. And Simon answering and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. We bless God tonight for his word. Bless his name, because his word is spirit and his word is life. Now, when you look at the word launch, according to the Strong's definition, the word launch means to get going, motion, get underway, start, begin, embark on, initiate, put in place, instigate, institute, inaugurate, set up, bring out, organize, introduce, open, establish, found, originate, create, pioneer, lay the foundation of, first stone of, bring into being, activate, mastermind, float, debut, roll out, start the ball rolling, kick off, commence. Bless his name. And so, in a miraculous catching of fishes, Jesus shows how he will make Peter and his partners fishes of men. And so, this what is happening here is God is telling them and showing Peter what he needs to do. Hallelujah. When he's going to win souls, you just got to do something different for souls to be won. Hallelujah. If we keep doing the same old thing over and over again and nothing is changing, God is saying you need to launch out a little more. We need to do something different. Simon Peter and the other fishermen, the Bible said they were toiling all night and they caught nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they left their boat. Jesus came to where they were to teach a multitude. He saw two boats in this lake. But the fishermen, as you read, they were gone away from these boats, and they were washing their nets. They gave up. They said, you know something, we've been doing this all night, nothing happened. So they gave up, and they decided to put up the net. Glory to God. And so what Jesus did, he decided to get into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon Peter. Glory to God on tonight. And Jesus asked him to push away from the shore so that he could do his assignment, hallelujah, tonight, and that was to teach the people. Hallelujah, glory to God. And after Jesus stopped speaking to these people, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. Out there all night, he was toiling all night, and we didn't catch anything, but because you said it, because the word of God spoke to us, I will let down the net. And Peter didn't question Jesus. He just obeyed what Jesus said. Even though he had to comment and let Jesus know, listen here, Jesus, we done tried this thing all night. This thing, it was, you didn't see us put up the net. But he had so much respect Jesus and so much belief in the word of God, because Jesus is the word, that he listened and obeyed what the word of God was speaking to him. God wants to take us further. He wants us to come up higher. He desires us to draw closer to him. Are we obeying his instruction is a question. This is a time to walk, hallelujah, tonight in complete obedience to God's instruction. Are we willing to go a little further if he was to ask us to go beyond the call of duty? Or would we question what he says? Would we question the word of God? A question. What instruction God has given you? Think about it tonight. Is there something that God has given you to do and asked you to do that you have yet to move out in faith to do? It took Peter faith to believe God, to just do what God, it takes some faith for him to say, you know what, I didn't catch anything, but because you speak, just let me obey you. And so, do we know his voice? See, Peter listened to the voice of God, and in obeying God's instruction, that means we have to be familiar with his voice. Are we obeying his instruction when his voice speaks to us? At first, Simon Peter felt like the instruction Jesus gave was hopeless. Bless his name tonight, because they were trying to catch fish all night. They didn't catch anything. And so he hold on to the word that Jesus has spoken. He believed it. And so how many of us have the tendency to question God's word? If the situation looks hopeless, even if it looks like nothing is happening, will we trust God tonight if he says, step out, even though you don't see nothing happening? If God gave us instruction, we ought to obey, no matter how it looks, don't matter how we feel, it doesn't matter what we think. He specialized, glory to God tonight, in things that are impossible. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God. Then Peter and the men, this horrible shander they can't tire, decided to follow Jesus' instruction. They had the biggest catch of their life. They, my God, to the point that they had to call for a backup plan. Glory to God on tonight. Their net started breaking, and both of the boats started sinking from the weight. Hallelujah, God. Namo shanda bahosa. Though they had taken nothing and had nothing, yet Christ told them to let down their nets again. Yes, God, he will tell you, try something again and again. We must learn from this experience not to give up or quit too easily. That's what God is saying tonight. If you have a ministry or there is a calling on your life, God is saying don't give up easily, even if you don't see any changes. Don't give up easily, even if you don't see no pews getting filled. Don't give up tonight. Don't give up easy. Don't give into the enemy's plan. Go my shanda bahaya, because things are not going to stay the same. Things are going to turn around in your favor the way you expected. My God, it might not look like that now. Hallelujah. But if you stand in expectation, then God will come true. My God, you might not be successful when you first started, but God is saying don't give up or let go of the vision and the dream. Hallelujah, God, the marriage, hallelujah, those children that I give you. He's given you tonight. He said, don't let it go. Don't let go of your prayer life. Things will happen faster when we follow the guidance of Jesus Christ, when we follow what the word of God says, when we obey God and follow his instruction, when we learn how to trust him, it will bring a blessing in our lives. A weight of glory will be released, glory to God. A weight of the anointing, glory to God, will overtake your life, hallelujah, as we obey God. The power and the presence of the Almighty God will overtake. It will manifest in your life. The fire of God will manifest in our lives if we learn to obey God. When we obey God's instruction, which is his word, obedience will release the overflow of his tangible blessings in your life is so that we can hear him. Pull away so that you can hear my voice. Pull away so that I can anoint you. See, a prophet or the people of God have to go alone like Moses had to do it. Jesus had to do it. Elijah, they had to go into a secret place and receive instructions for the next level in their life. After Jesus gave Peter the instructions to get and go out a little deeper to pull away from the shore, he got comfortable. Jesus began to sit down, hallelujah, God, and watch to see, hallelujah, what was going to happen. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And so God is saying, when I give you instruction, I'm going to stand back and see if you're going to obey me. I'm going to stand back to see where your faith is, to see if you trust me. When they obeyed what Jesus said, the Bible said they had more than enough. Glory to God. They had a great multitude of fishes. This is the season I hear God say where God is going to bless those who obey him. Hallelujah tonight. He said, those who are listening to my instruction, you will see your life begin to advance and everything in your life will multiply and you will receive double for all of your trouble. That is why you should be sensitive and follow his voice and his advice. Glory to God. You might feel like Peter. You might say, I have tried this before, but I got no results. Maybe you didn't, hallelujah, Jesus, wait on God. Glory to God on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Maybe you do it with no result. Maybe you did it for your own strength, of your own power. Oh, glory to God. But it makes a difference when the God of all creation, who showed up for Peter, tells us what to do. He is responsible for guiding the fish to where Peter those was. Glory be to God. He is the one that tells the fish to get into the net. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is responsible for your destiny and your purpose. Glory be to God. The same God who did it for Peter will do it for us in this hour. The same God who guided that fish to save Jonah, he will send what we need when we need it. Glory to God. If we launch out into the deep tonight and obey the voice of God. God said this is the hour he is calling us up higher into another level. Spend more time in his presence, more time in prayer, worship, and praising him in his word. Glory to God. Spend some time, oh, Bakoshanda, in the word of God. When they were catching fish all night long, the first time Jesus, who is the word of God, was not on the ship with them. The presence of the Lord was not with them. It was not until Jesus, the word of God, showed up. My God, and they got a breakthrough that changed their situation. Sometimes we just, my God, have the robo shanda bahaya. Obey God, and he will show up in our situation. He will show up when we need him the most. Thank you, Lord God, until we come up higher and change our thinking and change our position. Nothing will never happen until we believe the word of God. Glory to God tonight. Our situations and circumstances will never change. They were, my God, tonight. This God tonight. They were toiling all night trying to catch fish. They stayed in the same position all night long waiting for something to happen, but nothing happened. God is speaking to us. He's saying it's time to change the way we think. Change our attitudes. Change the way we do things. Try something newer. Try something different. Launch out into a deeper place in me. Get into the secret place with me so that my presence will be with you. And I will give you my God, and it will give you the of your life. Glory be to God. Then we want a breakthrough. We've got to stay in the presence of the Lord. We've got to believe God. We've got to step out and say, my God, we've got to obey him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What do we learn from Luke chapter 5 and 7? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what I learned from that. These fishermen were unable to make a catch, although they had used all of their skills. Their ability. abilities, their time, until Jesus blessed them. The Lord Jesus was teaching a lesson that we all need to learn. Hallelujah. What he said, you will fail if you try to do anything without him. Glory be to God. And that's what they were doing. Jesus was not there, so they failed in catching fish. It is not until Jesus showed up on that boat, hallelujah, it is not until the presence of God show up, oh God, where you are, show up in your life, then you will see things begin to change and things will begin to happen. It is when the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, on the inside is in operation, then change will begin to take place. We may feel like David, like God has forgotten us and start to worry. Psalms chapter 22, verses 1 to 2, David said, my God, my, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? And from the words of my roaring, bless his name tonight. Glory to God tonight. He said, oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest me not. And in the night season, and I'm not silent. David said he cried in the daytime, but God didn't hear him. How many of you been there crying all day? Oh, God help me. Crying for God to bring deliverance, but it seems as if God did not hear you or is not hearing you. Bless the name of Jesus. He said in the nighttime, he was not quiet. Sometimes many of us feel like we are not going to make it, like there is no changes coming, like there is no hope. And so many might backslide and walk away and give up on God because God is taking too long to hear my prayer. But God is saying tonight, if you just trust me and come a little deeper, launch out from the shallow place that you are in your life. Peter was too close to the shore. Fishes are not caught close to the shore. If you desire to get a great catch of fish, then your position has to change. Oh, he had to change his position to catch a great fish. My God, tonight, your mindset has to change for what God is getting ready to do in this season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, the minds of my people must come up higher. He wants us to launch out into the deep. Come up higher. Use his word. Remind him of his word. If we read Isaiah chapter 55, 9 to 11, what does it say? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return, hallelujah, tonight unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. And so God said tonight, remind him of his word, because he will watch over his word. It's not going to return to him void. Are we using the word of God in prayer? Are we using the word of God to defeat the devil? Are we using the word of God to change our situation? Or are we complaining and trying to figure it out and fight it on our own merit, in our own mindset, in our own strength? Oh, Jesus Christ tonight is going to take complete trust in the word of God to get to the next level, hallelujah, in our lives. It's going to take us walking in faith and obedience to receive the overflow. Yes, God. Psalms chapter 42, yes, God. Psalms chapter 42 and verse 7 said, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spout. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. This is a time and season where God is saying, I'm calling you into the deeper realm of the Spirit. I'm calling you into a deeper level of prayer. I'm calling you into a deeper level of praise and worship. I'm calling you into a deeper realm, hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight so that I can reveal myself to you. Let me take you higher, said God tonight. Call it unto deep. The deep of God is calling out into the deep within us. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. God is calling us in this hour to launch
yourself into a deeper realm and level of the spirit. Thank you, Lord God, tonight, in the deeper level and realm of worship, of prayer, of fasting, of worship, of praises, of obedience, commitment, faith, trust in his word, a deeper and closer relationship with him, a deeper intimacy with him, where you can hear his voice, and your spiritual eyes will begin to be open even more in this last hour. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You will have greater discernment. You will increase in your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He desires a deeper place of commitment and dedication, a deeper place of holiness and righteousness and sanctification, consecration, deeper love for his word, his kingdom, and for soul winning. Bless the name of Jesus Christ tonight. How many of you know it's time to go on the highway and byway and win souls for the kingdom? Glory to God, to do the work of an evangelist, to make full proof of your ministry, to love our enemies. He's calling us into a deeper place, to love our enemies and love each other in the body of Christ. We are stronger and better together. Unity is strength, and the devil knows this. And so that's why he's bringing division. He's fighting against us to cause us to go against each other, because he knows if we can come together, we will tear down the kingdom of Satan. My God, on tonight, Peter was not alone. He was with his co-workers, his friends, when they didn't complete, when they did not accomplish what they were desiring to do, they gave up. But when they came in contact with the word of God, their attitude and beliefs changed. Glory to God on tonight. They probably was tired from toiling all night to catch fish. When they decide to give up and walk away, that's when God showed up. How many of you know tonight? Hallelujah, God. And you've been through so much things, and you're going to give up, and you feel like turning away. But my God, may I say tonight, that is when God will show up in your situation, when it looks like nothing was happening, no matter how hard we try. It is at this point when God will show up, my God, tonight. Yes, Lord, on your behalf, they listen to Jesus, who is the word of God, and receive a harvest of fish. Glory to God on tonight. When we listen to Jesus and his word, we will receive a, we will. Yes, God, tonight, we will receive a harvest of souls. Oh, God, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Glory to God on tonight. And so if we listen to my God, Jesus, there will be a harvest of souls, filling the pews in the temple, filling the pews in the sanctuary. Oh, glory to God tonight. An overflow will begin to happen in the house of God. An overflow will begin to take over your life. We have to get to the point that if he speaks, we move without hesitation. When God says to launch out into the deep, it's because there is a plan and a purpose. Glory to God tonight. When God is telling us to do something, it might not make sense. Oh, yes, it might not make any sense to us, because we already tried that same thing before. To get to the point, hallelujah, God, if he speaks, we don't understand it. We might not agree, but he's saying, trust me. If you obey my word, there is a harvest of more than enough that shall overtake in your life. Yes, Lord, tonight, all things work together for good to them that love him and are called according to his purpose. Yes, God, tonight, thank you, Lord Jesus, if we truly, truly love and trust and obey God. Thank you, Jesus. Our path, oh God, he will direct our path, till he will lead us in the way that we should go. Everything will begin to fall in line because we trust and obey God. Thank you, Lord, tonight. He's asking us to come closer. He's desiring intimacy from us. It's time to launch out into the deeper things of Almighty God. It's time to take chances. Oh, God, tonight, it's time to take risks. It's time to believe what God says, even though, hallelujah, God, it don't seem right in our eyes. My God, it may seem to be impossible, but Jesus says the deep things of God is calling into the deep you in the name of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 42, David had a zeal to serve God in the temple. David had a zeal to serve God. He had a yearning for God in the midst of this trip. Even though he was going through, he said, I have a zeal for the house of God. He had to encourage his soul, hallelujah, to trust in God. God is saying tonight, when you feel like nothing is happening, soul, to trust in me, hallelujah, tonight. Encourage your mind to trust in the Lord God, hallelujah. Psalm chapter 42, hallelujah, 1 to 9. It's David said, as the hart or the deer panted after the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Am I tonight, Jesus? My soul thirsted for God. David had a thirst for God. He said, for the living God, when shall I come and appear before thee? He asked God a question. He was so thirsty. He said, God, when are you going to give me a chance to appear in your presence, to appear before you? Are we there tonight? Are we asking God for a chance to come closer to him? He said, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Bless his name. He said, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? He's talking to himself. How many know sometime you got to talk to yourself? Hope thee tell itself tonight. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance, the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember thee from the land of Jordan. Hallelujah, God, tonight, and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Thank you, Lord, that deep in verse 7 says, deep call it unto, deep call it at the noise of thy water spout. All thy waves and billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night songs, and the night his songs shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. And verse 9 says, I will say unto God, my rock, thou hast, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? Jesus also had a zeal for the house of God. In John chapter 2, 13 to 15, it says, and the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, bless his name tonight, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting, where he purged the temple of the buyers and sellers. He had to go in there and purge that place where they were buying and selling, just like what they're doing in most of these ministries. They're buying and selling their prophetic anointing, buying and selling the gifts and the callings of God, buying and selling, my God, Jesus, my God, God help me tonight. Oh, buying and selling, prostituting the work of God, prostituting the gift of God, prostituting themselves. And the Bible says, and then he had made a scorch, he made a whip, a small cord. He drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and oxen, and poured out the changes of money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples, they remember that it was written, the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. And so as we listen to this word, Jesus became radical. Jesus became angry. Jesus made a whip. And he said, it's time to clean up the house of God. This is the time God said, it's time to clean up my house. God is going to clean up the house. He is going to clean up the body of Christ. There's a beating and the stripping that's going to take place to get rid of these, my God, greedy dumb dogs that are prostituting the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is selling the gospel as a business. Glory to God on tonight. Jesus, hallelujah, God. And if you look at the word zeal means excitement of mind, ardor, favor of spirit, zeal, ardor in embracing, pursuing, defending anything, zeal in behalf of, for a person or thing, the fierceness of indignation, an envious and contentious jealousy. John's definition says, in a favorable sense, an utter, in a favorable sense, one or jealousy. And it says enemy, emulation, fervent mind, indignation, jealousy, and then the last word is zeal. When David was dealing with his enemies, he had to encourage his soul. He had to trust in God. What David was dealing with was pulling him into God's presence. How many people tonight, when you start to go through and when you start to get stressed out, that's when people look like they stop praying. That's when they don't want to come to church. That's when they don't feel like going to Bible study. That's when they don't feel like going to prayer meeting, because I'm going through so much. I am sick. I can't go to church. The best time to come to church is when you are sick. Because in the presence of the Lord, there is healing. People stay home from church when they are sick. We got to realize that when they were sick, they took those people in the presence of the Lord for their healing. They didn't take them to the doctor, take them down the road. They found where Jesus was. They found where the presence, where signs and wonder was taking place. And they brought them there. Bless his name. And so many people put themselves away from coming together with the saints. When they are sick or when they are going through, they get into a corner. They let the devil back them into a corner. They want to be alone. That's what the devil wants. He wants you to get alone so that he can give you he will have you in a boxing match, and he will begin to beat down on your mind. He will begin to make you to feel sorry for yourself. He will begin to make you not pray anymore. Your prayer life will begin to fade away. The worship and the praise you used to have will begin to fade away. Why? Because you're dealing with so much. But David, when he began to deal with so much, he began to worship. He began to remind God of what he promised. He began to praise the Lord. He didn't get discouraged. He felt what was happening, but he didn't let that stop him. He pulled out of worship. He pulled out of prayer. It gave him a zeal. That's what the word of God said. He said it was a zeal for the house of God. Oh, God tonight. He had a zeal and a passion for God to run after God. In verse 2, he said, in verse 2, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. He asked God, when shall he come and appear before us? He was questioning God. He said to God, I need more of you. When you're going to come and fill me, when you're going to come and change my situation. And I believe many of us are asking God, how long are you going to leave me in this position, God? How long I'm going to be struggling and waiting on you? How long I'm going to be waiting on you? But I declare tonight on this platform that whatever we're waiting on, it is being released in the month of May, in this month of grace, glory be to God, in the month of favor, there is a release going to take place in your life. Bless the name of the living God. On this night, do we have this kind of thirst for God? Do our souls long for him? Like David had a thirst and a hunger. He is saying there is more that he desires from us. God said there is more. There is more. There is more tonight. Just like Peter and David had to go into another level of thirst. Hallelujah. Tonight they had to go into another level of trust. for God to bring deliverance. When we need God to bring deliverance, our trust in God must be intensified. Our faith must be intensified. Our prayer life and worship must be intensified. The way we praise God have to be intensified. If we're trusting God and believing God, then you got to do something different. You got to launch out into a deeper place. You got to launch out into a deeper path. You got to launch out into the word of God. You got to launch out in prayer. You got to launch out in fasting so that you might get what you believe in me for. God is saying to us, it's time for us to have this kind of thirst. Bless the name of Jesus Christ tonight and hunger for the living God. This is the time to appear before God, to have a relationship with him like never before, to have an encounter with God, my God, to have a visitation from him. And God is saying tonight that many of you, some of you are going to have some encounters even in this year. Some of you are going to receive visitations from the global shaman, the Baha'i, from God in this year. Lord, I thank you for doing it in the name of Jesus, because God said to tell you he's bringing you into a deeper place, that he's going to visit you. God said to tell you tonight he's bringing you into a deeper place as you launch out in him, as you obey him. He said, I will come and Jobo Shanda Bahia, and I will stop with you. My God, he said, draw nigh to me, and I will draw nigh to you. God has not changed. He is ready to move on our behalf. Tonight, you on the line. God said, tell you, he's ready to move on your behalf, but we have to trust and depend him more than we do now. My God, tonight, in verse 3, hallelujah, in verse 3, David said, my tears have been my meat. What he's saying, his food, day and night. What David is saying, he cried so much that he was literally drinking his tears. He was literally, you know, when you cry and the tears began to pour down, you must find some of the tears going into your mouth. Bless his name. He said, I was crying so much because of what my enemies was doing to me. How many of you to know tonight that you have some enemies that are fighting against you, that is bringing tears to your eye, that is causing you to feel some type of way? Bless his name. But God is saying, this is the time I'm going to deal with your enemies. This is the time I'm going to make your enemies your footstool. This is a time that, my God, you were about to send the Baha'i. They will fall at your right hand. David said, he said, anybody asking us, where is your God? We may find ourselves in this position at some point in time in our lives. People mocking you, discrediting you, and your faith in God. That's what they were doing with David. Because this man going through so much, but he's still talking about God coming through for me. God is going to move on my behalf. How many of being there where you keep talking that God is going to do it, but there is nothing happening. God is going to do it, and people think that you're crazy. You're telling them, I believe God. I don't care what it looks like. I know, but you must be crazy. You were saying this for years. And from the time I met you, you were saying God is going to do it, but yet nothing is happening. Hallelujah. Even your family and friends will mock you and think that you are crazy, that you're out of your mind for believing God by faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We might end up like Peter. He said, he toiled all night. We may be toiling all night in prayer. We may be toiling all night in worship, in the word, studying and reading the word, but still come up empty-handed, still ain't hearing God talk to us. They toiled and nothing happening. Nothing happened. David said his tears was food. Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and nights, like Jesus was in hell for 3 days and three nights. In verse 4, David said, I remember these things and I poured out my soul, my God in me. In verse 5, he asked the question, why are you cast down, O my soul? He told his soul to hope in God, the living God. And some of you who are feeling down and out and discouraged, tell your soul tonight to hope in God. Those of you who are waiting on God and it's taking a long time, tell your soul tonight to hope in God. Those of you who are waiting on ministry and marriages, that job, that paycheck, that income, that breakthrough, tell your soul tonight, hope in God. I don't care what it is tonight. God is saying to tell your soul to hope in me. He said, yet will I praise him. Even though his soul was going through, he said, yet I will praise him. David didn't let his situation stop him from praising God. He needed help that only God can give. Hallelujah. On tonight, David began to give God the praise because God came to his rescue and saved him from his enemies. How many of you been there tonight when you need help from God? That the only person can, when you need help, the only person can help you is God himself. Hallelujah. Tonight, Jesus came to rescue Peter and the men that were with him. Glory to God. And tonight, and they got the victory. They received more than they expected. Glory to God. They received double for all of their troubles because they needed two boats to carry the load. This is the desire of God for our lives. He wants us to do more than we can imagine or think. He said, I'm expecting more from you. We want God to give us more. We desire double from God. But what are we doing? Hallelujah. For God to release this double in our lives. What are we going through? Maybe you may be going through like Job. Hallelujah. You may be having a Job experience on this line tonight. Glory be to God. But at the end of it, everything that Job lost, God gave him more than he had before. He doubled it. My God, thank you, Lord God, tonight. God is saying to us, like Peter had to make a change and go a little deeper. He had to launch out into another level in order to be blessed, to receive the overflow, to receive his double. God is saying to us, I want you to have the same experience like Peter and those men. But it calls for extra effort. It calls for going beyond the call of duty. Hallelujah, tonight, God. In verse 6, David said, oh, my soul, why are you feeling like this? Why are you cast down? Why? He said, remember who God is. He was telling his soul, remember the God that is on the inside of me. We need to remember when life seems hopeless and all hell is breaking loose, to know that God is there, to know that he is on the inside. And he's saying tonight, don't get hopeless. Don't feel in despair. Put your trust in me. Put in me. Put your faith in me. Because you, if you put your trust in man, he said the arms of flesh will fail you. Do not trust your very own. In verse 7, he said, deep call unto deep at the noise of thy water spout. The waves and the billows are gone over me. They sound like Jonah. Glory to God. And Jonah, hallelujah, was in the ocean. He said, if you read the story, he said the seaweeds wrapped around his head. The waves and the billows, he was under the bottom of the ocean. Glory to God. And God sent him help. God sent a big fish to swallow him up, to preserve him. Jesus showed up to help Peter and the men with him to catch the most fish they have ever caught before. When he showed up, they experienced something they have never experienced before. And so God is saying, you may feel like you're under the water. He said, but the water will not overflow. You will not drown in this water. You may feel like you are in a fiery furnace. But God, you say, I'll bring you out. I'll bring you out of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because I am the fourth man in the fire. I am there with you. Glory to God on tonight. Thank you, Lord God. In verse 8, David said, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and his prayer go unto God. We must believe that when we get in a dark place in our lives, glory to God on tonight, in a hopeless situation, like David, like Jonah, and like Peter, and many more in the Bible, that's when we need to turn to Jesus Christ as never before. Cry up to God in a desperate way. God is looking for a desperate cry. Last night we talked about the sound of God. There's a sound in desperation that God is looking for. Like David did, he started praying because his soul was in agony. His soul was being troubled. Hallelujah tonight. Jonah was like David, found himself in trouble. David cried and God heard him. So did Jonah. He cried to God. Jonah found himself in a place of darkness, no air to breathe, no ventilation, no way of escape. His comfort was gone. He had to make up his mind to trust God in the belly of that fish to bring him out of that dark place. How many of you tonight, how many on this line tonight, you feel like you are in a dark place? God said, trust me. I got a plan for you. I am going to bring you out. I am going to solve the issues that you have been dealing with, like the woman with the issue of blood. Just get into my presence. Just get down before me in sackcloth and ashes and watch me move. He paid the price because of his obedience. My God, tonight, Jonah paid a price because of his obedience. But Peter got the victory because of his obedience. Jonah paid the price because of his disobedience, and Peter got the victory because of his obedience in the name of Jesus. And so God said, obedience is better than the sacrifice that we make. Glory to God. Unlike Peter, Jonah decided to disobey God. He found himself in darkness. He found himself in a deserted place, a smelly, stink place in the bottom of the fish belly. Oh, glory to God tonight. The boat that Jesus was sitting in, teaching the people, was not where it should have been. It was not in the right position for what was about to happen next. When God is about to do something different in our lives, in your life, hallelujah, God, you may have to change your position. You may have to relocate. You may have to change your friends. You may have to change your job, your attitude, and your mindset. You may have to change your lifestyle. Whatever it is that may be keeping you back, God's saying, get rid of it and launch out into the deep, because I want to do something in your life. I want to, my God, give you double for all your trouble, but there's some things you got to change. There's a Marco Shanda Bahia. Hallelujah tonight. There's something I'm asking you to do, and you're not doing it. And so whatever I promise you is being held up, is being restricted until you make up your mind, like Jonah, to obey me and go to Nineveh. Bless the name of the living God. His assignment was to teach Peter about how this, what Jesus said, was an assignment to teach Peter how to win souls by using the demonstration with the fish. He was teaching Peter, when something isn't working, then you need to try another way. Glory to God on tonight. When we scoff that we, hallelujah tonight, we are stuck and not moving forward, then God is saying tonight, it's time for a change. Hallelujah. When you see that you're on a job and ain't nothing changing and things are breaking loose, all hell are breaking loose, he's saying it's time for a change. Glory to God. Then God is saying it's time to move to another place. It's time to launch out into the deep. They had to trust God. They had to trust Jesus and do exactly what he said, whether they felt like it made sense or not. He's calling us for total. So this, he's calling us to walk in total obedience to his word, and no matter how we feel or think, because Simon Peter and those that were with him decided to launch out into the deep, something happened that left them astonished, left them speechless, left them amazed and breathless. Let me tell you something tonight. Launching out into the deep will cause something great to happen in your life, the way it happened for Peter and those men. Hallelujah on tonight. What God is saying, hallelujah tonight, what is he saying? That when you obey his voice and trust his plan, whatever you do, it will bring a harvest. It will bring an overflow. You will receive an abundance, more than you can handle, more than you expect. It will leave you speechless. When God has greatness on your life, it calls for obedience and faith. It calls for trusting him. It calls for total commitment to him. That's the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Greatness don't come when you're near the shore. Greatness don't come if you're doing it by yourself. When we put aside ourselves and put aside our wills and fully trust God's plan for our lives, and anything is possible. Hallelujah. Anything will begin to happen when we learn to follow his instructions and obey his word. Peter and the men with him didn't get a breakthrough by staying in the same position. in spite of how they were thinking, in spite of how it looked or what they saw or what they think. When you launch out into the deep in your prayer life, in your worship, glory to God tonight, in your praises and studying God's word and commitment to God, when you launch out into the deep and trusting and obeying our God to his will, building your faith up by believing his word, staying focused on the kingdom, staying focused on your assignment, staying focused on the will of God, dying to yourself, dying to self, sin, and our own desires, then there will be greatness in our lives. This greatness will be filled with the anointing, with power, with glory, with the presence and the fire of God, like it was on the day of Pentecost. They caught so much fish that their net were breaking. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight, and they needed help. Oh my God, tonight, when you launch into the deep, hallelujah, tonight, hallelujah, which brings destruction to any yoke. When you launch out into the deep, your burdens will begin to be lifted. It will lift all your yoke. When you launch out into the deep in prayer and in worship, God is saying tonight, the yokes and the burdens that you're carrying will be destroyed. Hallelujah. In the anointing, in his presence, and it will set the captive free. Nothing can happen without the presence and the anointing of God. When there is greatness, oh God, on your life, and a great work to do for God, he will send the right connections. He will send your destiny helper at the right time to help you. He will send your, my God, tonight, he will send them to help carry what he has placed on your life. That ministry, my God, that assignment, they will come into alignment with what God has given you to do. Someone that will work with the vision and the ministry he has given you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. Not someone that will work against you, but work with you the way they work together to get those fishes, my God, onto the shore. When we are anointed and we come together to do his work, we will build his kingdom. It takes unity, which is strength, to get the work of God done. Are we stronger? We are stronger and better together as a team. Teamwork makes the dream work. One can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Hallelujah, tonight. The two boats were so full to overflow until they started to sink. When the God is saying, when we launch out into the deep, we will experience the same effect. It will overflow. Launching into the deep will bring so much overflow and increase of the power, the glory, the anointing, and the presence of God in our lives. God will send, my God of Oshandabahaya, will send you help, the right help to carry what he has placed in your life. There will be a sign, my God, to help you reach your destiny, to help you fulfill your purpose. Glory to God tonight. Some people think that they don't need no help with ministry. Glory to God. But you can't have ministry without people. You can't have ministry without help. Because in the body of Christ, it talks about the hands can't do without the feet. It talks about the body, Hobashanda. The body part needs all the parts to work. No man is an island. You can't do it by yourself. They can do it. Oh, my God. Some people really think that when you mess up and they get rid of you, that I can do it by myself. Jesus always sent his disciples out in twos. He never sent them alone. Hallelujah, mighty God tonight. Moses needs Aaron and Caleb to lift up his hand so that Israel can win the battle. The work is not a man's thing. The work of God is a God's thing. Hallelujah, it's not about nobody. It's not about you and I. It's a God's thing. It's all for the glory of God. Bless his name on tonight. It's teamwork. It is to lift him up. It is to build his kingdom. When Peter saw the power of God, he bowed down before the God of the universe. He bowed down before Jesus because he realized how sinful he was. We have to learn to reverence God like Peter when God shows up for us. We have to learn, hallelujah, hallelujah, to change our position when we worship God, when he makes something happen in your life. Our praise should change. Our worship should change to show God that I really appreciate what you did for me. Peter realized, hallelujah, tonight, how great Jesus was. Hallelujah, glory to God. To realize tonight how great Jesus is. The fact that we are still alive. The fact that we are healthy and straight. The fact that he received the thorn of crowns in his head. The fact that he was stripped, oh God, and bruised and beaten to a pulp. The fact that he was in pain. The fact that he was nailed to a cross. The fact that he was speared in his side. The fact they mocked him. Oh God, they pulled out his beard. The fact that he was hit in his head. The Bible says you could not even recognize him. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's saying, let me have an experience with God like Peter. Something got to happen. He realized who God was, and he began to bow. His attitude changed. God is saying, our attitude will change in the same way if we have an experience like Peter. It should be a change in our attitude, the way we reverence God, the way we show love to God, the way we praise and worship our God. When we come to this point, it will cause us to launch out for God even more. Hallelujah, on tonight. They were left astonished because of the amount of fishes they caught. When you launch into the deep, God will blow your mind, I'm telling you. He will leave you with your mouth open. He will leave you speechless and amazed by what he will do in your life. If we obey him, signs and wonder will follow. If we obey him, it's time to go beyond the norm. It's time to go beyond the birth. It's time to launch out into the deeper things of the spirit. It's time for self-discipline so that God can release the unexpected. The only way the unexpected happens is when we pull away from distraction, pull away from people who are not assigned to our destinies. Hallelujah. Tonight, who are holding us back, glory to God, holding us down, people who don't understand your assignment, your call, oh my God, they don't understand the anointing and the vision and the dreams, hallelujah, that God has given you. It is time, and it's the time and the season to launch out into the deeper things of God, people of God tonight, to know and understand the mind of God and the word of God. Hallelujah, God, tonight, to understand the power and the presence of God. There is an anointing that God is pouring out for greatness in this hour, for his people to come forth, for miracles, signs, and wonder to manifest. There is an anointing that God is pouring out even now. Hallelujah, God, for us, my God, for us to receive double for all of our trouble. This is a time to launch out into a real worship, real praise, to identify and intensify our prayer life. I hear the Lord said it's time to intensify everything in our spiritual walk with him. Earnestly and diligently seek his face. Glory to God. Seeking his will is what he's asking for us in our lives, for our ministries. Seek his will and his face for marriages and families. This is a time to launch out into the deep so that the kingdom of God can be established in and through us, my God, tonight. And this is the time God is saying, launch out into winning souls for his kingdom. Hallelujah. Launch out for evangelism. It's time to die to selfish ambitions. Die to that thing that is holding us back, that he might live on the inside and work through us. It's time to declare so that he can bring increase. It's time for us to decrease so that he can increase in the name of Jesus Christ. When we don't launch out into the deep, you can tell. You can tell a person who is on the shallow. You can tell a person who is to the shore, because too much flesh will be taken over in the house of God and in his presence. There will be no real worship, no real praise. There will be a form of godliness that takes the place. No fear or reverence for God. When a person is not launching out and getting closer to God, signs will show that that they are not where they're supposed to be. When you're launching out in the deep, you need the right spirit of endurance in your life. When you're launching out into the deep, you cannot throw in the towel. You cannot get tired. What God has for us is in the deeper things and a deeper realm and a deeper revelation in God. It's time to launch out in the deep that we may get that which has been holed up. Hallelujah, all of our lives. If we just stay on the surface, then we are going to miss out on what God has for us. Hallelujah, on the things that God has promised us. We need to go beyond skills and talent. Go beyond physical senses and logics. The next level will require advanced knowledge. It's time to take risks. People of God tonight, hallelujah, God, people who don't take risks, don't go anywhere. And this time there are things we must do, dimensions we must attain to. It's going to take more than skills, know-how, and sense, knowledge. It will take God to do it. It's going to take the rhema word to do it, people of God, tonight. And when we're talking about rhema word, as I'm closing this, it's a specific word spoken to a specific person for a specific time, for a specific assignment. That's what it means. There are things and assignments in the deep that God is saying come, that I will never see until I reach out and launch in the deep. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. The next move and blessing of God is in the deep. Psalms chapter 42 and 7, David said, God is saying, come into the deep. The deep is calling unto the deep. How deep are we determined to go tonight? How high are we determined to go tonight? Oh, thank you, Lord God, tonight. What God has for me and what God has for you, it may be in the deep. And God said, come it out in the deep. Because what I have for you is in another level. It's in another place. He said, forget the things which are behind and press forward for the prize, for the mark, for the prize of the high calling, the high calling tonight, higher calling tonight. It is in Christ Jesus. God said the higher, the launching out into the higher is in Christ Jesus. What God has for us is in the deep. When you're launching out into the deep, it brings the hunger and the thirst. Hallelujah for God. Hallelujah, God. It brings the hunger and thirst in you for God, in his presence, in fasting. It causes you to desire holiness and righteousness, crying out for more of him. Sleepless nights sometimes, real praise and worship. It will become your lifestyle. It brings such a change in your life that your obokoshanda, your only desire will be to please him. Launching into the deep will cause you to die to the flesh. You will mortify your flesh. This is it will cause you to crucify that flesh, and your spiritual senses will come alive. It makes you sensitive to the voice of the Lord. Launching out into the deep will cause you to become sensitive to God's voice and his presence. Launching out into the deep, your whole life will change. Launching out into the deep, my God, God will see you through, and you will be no, and you will come out of compromise and sugarcoating the gospel of Jesus Christ. The things of this world will lose its value to you because you realize the real you, which is a spirit that lives in a human flesh, desire to know God, power of his resurrection, and in the fellowship tonight of his suffering. Bless the name of God tonight. Your mind will stay on the things of the spirit, the things above, more than the things on this earth. Bless his name. When it's time to launch into the deep, God will pull you away from everything and everyone to be alone with him, so that you can die to self, so that you can walk in the fullness of your assignment. Launching out into the deep calls for sacrifice of self, emotion, material things, material possession, my God, mental thoughts, oh God, fleshly desire, your family and your children. He, God, oh Shanda, he said, come on, let's go. Launch it out into the deep. We'll prepare you to receive from God for the next level. Oh God, he desires our undivided attention. No distraction. distraction. It's time to get alone with God. It's time to cast our nets on the other side. It's time to launch out into the deep tonight. It's time to hear his voice tonight. Time for everything else in our lives to wait right now. Hallelujah, so that we can launch out into the deep of God. Anything that is stopping us, hallelujah, from coming up, God is saying right now, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Let it go. Launch out into the deep. I'm done tonight. Launch out. Launch out before me. Get down before me. It's time to launch out. It's time. He desire our undivided attention with no distraction. Put away the phone. Put away my God tonight. Go lock your door and put do not disturb on the door. Hallelujah, tonight it's time to launch out. Oh, glory to God tonight. It's time to come up higher. Hallelujah, tonight it's time to come up higher. Yes, God. He said, into the deep. He's calling for sacrifice of ourselves. Put away the emotional bondage and material things that is distracting. The thoughts, the mental thoughts that are distraction in your life. Those fleshly desires that are keeping us bound, get rid of it. Thank you, Lord God. And so, God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for speaking to us by your word. I thank you, God, that blind tonight would have that desire like David. A desire and a zeal for more of you. A desire and a zeal for your presence. That we would be like Peter tonight. That we don't see anything, but we trust your word. And we will cast our net on the other side. On the other side, there is something great happening. On the other side, something miraculous is taking place. There's another side of you. You're telling us to launch out into that side. And so, God, help us, God, to launch out and to seek you while you may be found and to call upon you while you are near. Now, let this word, God, take root tonight in our minds and in our hearts, in our spirits. Let it take place in our souls. Hallelujah, God, that we will be strengthened by this word tonight, that we will come closer to you tonight. And we seal this prayer and we seal this word tonight from every backlash and every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' mighty name. And I seal it by saying amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord. Blessings tonight. I don't know if there's someone tonight you feel like you need prayer. You feel like you're not where you're supposed to be. You feel like you desire to launch out. You feel like God is calling you into another level, another realm, another place in him. You feel like there is more that God wants from you. And you don't know how. You don't know where to turn to. You've been trying. You've been praying. If you want me to stand in agreement with you tonight, you can press start and come on the platform.
Our praise for the word on tonight.
Yes, God.
Amen, Jesus. We thank God for the word telling us, people of God, to launch out into the deep. Amen.
Yes,
launch out, launch out, launch out. There are blessings out there. Amen, Jesus. There are blessings, and it's going to be, people of God, according to our obedience. It's according to our obedience. And we want to receive, glory to God, that closer walk with the Lord. If we want to receive, glory to God, if we want to see the greater things, the greater anointing from the Lord, we have got to launch out into the deep. Amen. Glory to God. Even in launching out, people of God, we've got the hope and trust in the Lord. We've got a hope and trust that he got us. We got a hope and trust that he has us. He has our back. Amen. Glory be to God. And we got to remember, as the woman of God said, greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. And people of God, in this time, as the woman of God compelled us, it's time to draw nigh. It's time to draw closer unto him. It's time to draw closer, time to draw nigh unto him, people of God. Be facing so many things in the earth, people of God. But we, as she said, amen, glory to God, most of it is just the spirit of distraction, the spirit of distraction to keep us, glory to God, to keep us from launching out into the deep. Amen. Glory be to God. But as she said, amen, it's going to require our total obedience, our total, total obedience in him. Glory be to God. And so much pray, glory to God, for there are many of us that are on this journey. Glory be to God. And God is calling. He's calling. He's calling people of God, and we can't even deny that. We can't deny it. Amen. Glory to God, we can't deny it. There are things that he has set to our charge that we have not picked up the torch to even run with. There are things that he's requiring of us, amen, and we sit there and we're looking at it, glory to God, and he's already given us the charge. So now that charge is pending our obedience. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Are we going to launch out? Are we going to obey God? Are we going to trust him? Are we going to take him at his word? Amen. Are we going to go, people of God, launch out into the deep and go on over to the other side? There are great blessings that await us, people of God. So many of the blessings, glory to God, that as people of God, we may never get those blessings, amen, if we don't obey and if we don't launch out. The Lord is calling us, people of God, to stop being shallow. Stop being shallow, Christians. Stop being shallow, amen, for just a feel good. But he's calling for a greater conviction way down on the inside. And it's time, people of God. It's time. It's time. And even in that, people of God, we got to say goodbye, world. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow him. Glory be to God. And we pray on tonight, people of God, that that is your conviction. As was stated, so much has been said. We're not going to reiterate all that has been said because it's more than enough to get you, amen, to make a decision. That's what it's all about, to get you, people of God, to make a decision. What decision will you make? What decision will you make? Will you launch out or will you stay on the surface? The decision is up to you. It is up to you, people of God. It's all up to you. Because one thing for sure, we have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We got to stand before judgment seat. We got to answer for ourselves, not our brother, not our sister, amen, not our pastor, not the deacon, not the mother, not the whoever. When we stand before him, we got to give an account for ourselves. We got to give an account for ourselves. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for this word, people of God. More than enough, I say, to help us make a decision. Are we going to stand? Are we going to hold on? Glory be to God. Are we going to stand? Are we going to hold on? Amen, Jesus. So again, we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, people of God. Again, everything has been said to help us make a decision from this point right here, from what we've already heard, is more than enough to help us to make a decision. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for this word on tonight, people of God. Every time we hear the word, people of God, it should encourage us. It should compel us to draw nigher. It should compel us, people of God, to change. No matter where we are, it should compel us to to change. Amen. Because we're being transformed. We are literally being transformed. We're being washed by the words. So no matter how close we think we are, people of God, we can always go closer. Each and every one of us, always go closer. So we give God thanks. We give God praise again for the word. God bless you, woman of God, for this word on tonight. Amen. As I've already stated, more than enough has been given for us, people of God, to make a decision on what we're going to do. More than enough already given to help us, glory to God, to decide what we're going to do. People of God, we've been compelled to launch out into the deep. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I've been blessed by the word on tonight. I give God thanks. I give God praise. No matter where we find ourselves or found ourselves, people of God, this word tonight found us. This word tonight has shined upon us. And so we give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. The woman of God has prayed, but we do want to pray a blessing over her on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you, O God, for your mouthpiece, for your servant on tonight. We thank you for all that you said, all that we, glory to God, has come into our hearing. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, help us tonight to be not be forgetful hearers, but help us to take this word, O God, and hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Now, Father, we're asking you on tonight to bless your servant. Father, bless her yet again. Bless her, God, for the works, for the works, for the works' sake. Bless her, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless her, glory to God, in the word. Bless her even so in the gospel. Bless her in her home. Bless her family on tonight. Father, bless her in ministry. We're asking, oh God, that you would meet every need. We're asking on this night, oh God, even as she launches out, oh God, we're asking you, oh glory be to God. Father, even as you said, that you will reveal yourself unto your people. Father, reveal yourself even the more to your servant, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you for what you're doing in life. We're thanking you, oh God, for the fresh breath of your anointing upon her. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Now, Father, we're at cover. We're asking that you would shield her tonight. Shield her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Shield her as only you can. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, shield her and cover her. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in, we pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, cover her in your blood. And we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid it on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, any work on tonight, Father, by thy name, oh God, we bring it down. We cast it down even now. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your glory light shining upon her. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We give you praise. We give you thanks on tonight. Glory to God for your goodness towards your servant on this night. We thank you. We bless you now. Father, we're asking, oh God, that you would cause your light to shine upon her. Father, glory to God, her going out, her coming in, oh God. We're asking that you would bless her now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for elevation. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for lifting. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for opening doors unto her. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We touch and agree on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you on this night. We thank you, oh God, for the word. We thank you for your servant on tonight. Father, bless her, we say, in every way. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid any retaliation in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you. We magnify you for this night. For this word, we pray. We thank you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Somebody on tonight, say amen. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. We give God thanks again. We give God praise again on tonight, people of God. We glorify the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory God, we glorify him on this night. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we're going to conclude our announcements on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We are going to give space to the woman of God. Amen. To close us out on tonight. Again, we thank you for your time. We thank you for your attentiveness to the word. Let us take the word that we've already heard. Let us take it, people of God. Amen. Make a decision. Move forward with it, people of God, and be blessed. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform on tonight.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Blessings, blessings. We thank God tonight for his word. Like the woman of God said, I give God thanks for his word. Because his word always comes to the person who he gives it to first. That's his name. And so I praise God because my desire is for more of God. My desire, I have this desire that I cannot explain for God and the things of God. That's his name. And so to you who are listening tonight, from wherever you're listening from, God bless you tonight. And maybe take heed to the word of God because God is literally looking for people that he can use in a dynamic way and to make an effect, to make a change in the earth. If we look around in the earth and see how evil has intensified, the same old anointing that we had, God is saying we need to intensify that anointing. He can't put new wine into old wine because it's going to burst. That means for us, for God to pour in this anointing or this new is our mindset and attitude, everything about us has to change because if God puts into us what he wants to do, we probably mess up our mind. And so God is saying tonight and encouraging us tonight that he's desiring us to come up higher. There's another level in him that he's calling us to. And so I want to encourage you into the word of God that you should grow and come up higher, that God would bless you, that God would bless this PNN like never before. The advisors, the prayer warriors, this woman of God, that the blessings of the Lord that makes one rich and added no sorrow, hallelujah, will be upon this line because it's getting ready to grow and it's getting ready to advance even more. God is getting ready to do something new. Bless his name. So we give God thanks tonight and we give him praise. And that he, God, I thank you tonight that you would cover them with your blood, that you continue, God, to lift your people up, that you would continue, God, to encourage them. Father God, that they will be changed from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Every time, God, that your people get together on this platform, that we would never be the same. We wouldn't leave the same way we came. Bless us, and we thank you tonight that your word would make us and melt us and mold us, that your word would cause the will of our flesh to be broken. Hallelujah. Glory. Rabba Shanda Bahaya. Yes, God. Ebo Shanda Bahaya. Yes, God. So they call Shatta the Baha. Ooh, Jesus, so that you could be manifested and glorified in our lives. We want to thank you tonight, oh God, that this is a place where the Holy Ghost lives. We cover this platform with the blood of Jesus. Your people with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, their homes and their workplace and their businesses, from God incidents and accidents, from danger seen and unseen, from God mass shooting and drive-by shooting, from bloodshed and violence, cover us right now. Cover us from backlash and retaliating spirits. Cover us, our children and grandchildren, oh God, in the schoolhouses. Cover them, God, with the precious blood of Jesus. And we want to thank you and tell God to meet again. Go before us, God. Send the angels, God, to protect and keep us in Jesus' name. And we say amen. And every one of you have a blessed night in Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory to God. People of God, we give our thanks again and praise for you. And we ask you to come on back on tomorrow night to be with God. Bring somebody with you. Tell somebody about the PNN. Amen. In Jesus' name. Blessings to you. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.